Welcome back. Ping! This is episode 97. Oh, with the super sexy voice, you did it.
Awesome.
Switch things up. 97 weeks of us bringing you the hottest stories that Microsoft users are pinging each other about, in case you forgot what the show is about.
Yeah, I've almost forgot. It's been so many weeks since I've been here.
Yeah, I know. Where have you been?
Like Antarctica.
Nice.
Or Vegas.
Or hungover.
Or in my office because you were unfortunately sick.
I was ill last week, and the weekend before that, he was gallivanting.
Yeah, Microsoft Management Summit, launching System Center Advisor, huh?
Yeah, that's what I was doing last week as well. So we apologize for the down week, but we did want to touch on some things that happened in episode 96, where we had Mark Rusinovich.
Yeah, good job.
Great job. Mark Rusinovich promoting his book. He's a Microsoft Technical Fellow. He's huge. He's awesome.
And yeah, the one week that I'm not here, you bring on the big guns.
they made it be that way. They were like, I'll only come when Paul's not here.
Oh.
And of course, Charles Torrey. And so, you know, I'm stacking this show. I'm like, he's going to promote his book. He's like just a genius, you know. And then there's Charles Torrey, who the Niners adore. This is going to be great. And then at the end, I throw out a comment because Charles wanted to promote a funny site that he had found. So I was like, I know, you promote a funny site, and I'll promote a funny site.
Uh-huh. And so how'd that work out?
Terribly so.
Yes,
apparently,
that is the
I
right
offended
answer.
Many of our viewers, if not all of our viewers, by sending them to this link, which really, it's I'm not even going to say the name of it, but it was really cute, and it told me that you were cute, and everyone's cute, and it was cute, and you sent it to your mom, you sent it to your dad, you sent it to your family.
Well, who do you think the cutest is?
You are.
Oh.
You are.
Yeah, you got to love those folks over at, like, Reddit or, like, 4chan or whoever takes a cool site and turns it into something even cooler, but very not safe for work.
But apparently it was still cute. But then if you like clicked around,
right,
it turned into not cute. Which I didn't do that. I didn't click around. I took it for what it was. It told me I was cute, and I accepted it.
I'd like to thank the Academy.
Yes.
I didn't need to investigate further.
Right.
And I didn't know.
Now everyone has to get like one of those Men in Black laser flashy thingies
to erase their eyes. Yes. Actually, if you do click around, it asks you if you were over 18.
Oh.
So people were. You knew where you were going with that.
Yeah, because those systems are always just so flawless. Like,
I'm just saying, and you know, I would think that there would have been more comments from you guys about Mark Rusinovich, about his book, about the things going on in the important world.
Apparently he wasn't the cutest.
Let's start the show.
Okay.
All right, Paul, so for many years now, I've been covering Microsoft Sync technology. Started a few years ago at CES, and sort of all of the ways that Microsoft is jumping into the vehicular world, right?
Are we all in the vehicular
world?
We're
all in, Paul, and it was just recently announced that we're all in with Toyota.
Yeah.
And they're going to use cloud computing services, so it's not just like you have to be in your car like Sync and OnStar, but actually tons of other capabilities using Azure.
Yeah. Yeah, so Azure is going to be the cloud platform that powers all these great new innovations, where we're going to be integrating a lot of the other Microsoft devices to be able to talk to your car or have your car talk to things that aren't even in your car.
Yeah.
So like there are some really cool use cases, like you can use your smartphone, like even if you're not at your car,
right,
you'll be able to use your smartphone to check the power level of your battery powered car.
Right. Or you could be in your car and be like, you know what? It's warm outside. Maybe I'll turn the air conditioning on in my home.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Or
boop, boop, boop.
Or maybe I want to play a prank on somebody that may be still sleeping at my house. And she may get really cold really easily. So I'll just flip up the air conditioning.
I think he's brilliant.
Right. And then she can use her Windows phone to text you, we're over.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what I found most interesting about this story? I mean, besides it's just really fun and cool, is that the guy's name from Toyota was Toyota.
Do you think that's a coincidence?
No, his last name was T-O-Y-O-D-A.
Uh-huh.
And he is like the CVP or whatever of T-O-Y-O-T-A.
Do you think that's mainly because of like the difference in like how the company is actually spelled here in the States?
No, because I'm reading an American article that says, you know, Aoki Toyoda from Toyota.
Uh-huh.
I believe that...
I would imagine there's some affiliation to the company.
Do you think it's his family company?
Yeah, I'm just saying nepotism may have had something involved with him getting a CVP position.
I don't quote me on the CVP, but he was doing the press conference with Ballmer, says Toyota about Toyota. This clearly, you know, enraptured me much more than that Azure thing.
Oh, of course. Yeah, like, who cares about all this really cool technology that will make cars, like, really easy to use
and
integrate
to your
in your digital lifestyle?
In your
while. What I would like to see is I would like to see if someone can control their car using their smartphone and just have like car like drive itself.
They could. And you know what? I bet they could use the Kinect capabilities.
Oh yeah, where they could just kind of like do this, and then their windshield wipers will turn on.
That's right. So you know, I mean, these are things that you people should be working on.
This is like Grand Theft Auto with Kinect. That would be like one of the best hacks ever. Where you're just like you're like there, and you're like rip somebody out the car, and like the door just flies open, the person just all freaked out.
That'd be fun.
Yeah,
you're in a violent, angry mood today.
I know.
You want to disturb your sleeping girlfriend, and now rip people out of their cars.
I know. It's fantastic.
Just calm down, Paul. You're the cutest.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's what I wanted to hear.
All right, Paul. So speaking of Kinect, you know, we've covered a lot of various Kinect hacks out there and really cool things that people are doing with Kinect. Well, Nordstrom, my love, the clothing store.
Oh, is that okay?
Yeah, flagship store here in Seattle, actually, but Nordstrom, you know, nationwide.
You know, I don't know if I've ever. I think I bought something from Nordstrom Rack once.
Probably. I mean, you're more of a Sears kind of guy. I would peg you.
I'm boycotting Sears, but that's beside the fact.
Anyway, Nordstrom has jumped on the Kinect hack bandwagon, and they've created this window front display only at the Seattle store for now.
Yeah.
Where you use the Kinect sensor and I think a projection utility. Yeah. Yeah.
See, that's a little smiley face.
Was good.
If I were at the Nordstrom store, I'd be able to just like make a little smiley face.
That's right. You could tell everyone how cute they are.
Yep.
So it's encouraging people as they pass by to actually touch the glass. You know, like they say at Zoo, don't touch the glass.
And they're like, please do.
Do touch the glass.
Letters.
That's right. And you sit there and you touch the glass, or I think you don't even need to touch it, just come up close to it, and it writes with like a sort of a luminary.
Right. Like it's like
light
it's
writing.
Almost like a. Yeah, I would say it's almost like an Etch-a-Sketch type of thing where, like, over time it'll just kind of eventually disappear. So, like, you need to get as close as you can, so, like, against the glass. So I'm guessing what they did is they set up the Kinect just far enough away so that, like, people walking by doesn't do anything, but they have to get
right,
just
so it only
close
sees
enough.
That, like, most forward object, which would be your hands. Yeah.
I wonder if anyone's going to write anything obscene.
No.
Like, don't shop here, or, like, save me, I've been turned into a mannequin.
Or draw pictures of dirty things. Like, I mean, I wouldn't do that.
Of course not.
Don't do that at home.
Okay. All right, so here on Microsoft's campus, every 6 months we have something called Tech Fest.
Love Tech Fest. Covered everywhere.
Yeah. And, Laura allows you to kind of get like an inside scoop into some of the things that we can disclose publicly. One of the things that I saw a while back was the ability from coming out of Microsoft Research where they could take a video from like just a regular digital camera, so like something that I carry around in my pocket all the time, and they can turn that into a panorama based on all the little still frames that come out of it.
Yeah, it's called Microsoft ICE Image Composite Editor.
Yep.
And when you say you heard about it, did you hear about it through the video that I did?
No, I actually went to the booth and saw them do this. But this is really cool because this goes beyond the functionality that's in like Windows Live Photo Gallery today.
Much beyond.
Yeah, well, it's the same type of thing where like in Windows Live Photo Gallery you can take stills, your own stills, and it'll just put it all together, which is nice.
Similar to Photosynth, but it's different. It's different. So I don't want people to get confused.
Yeah, so there's Photosynth, there's Windows Live Photo Gallery, and then there's this ICE thing, which is directly from Microsoft Research. And with this one, you're actually using video this time around. So the ICE has been around for a while. They've had all sorts of different plugins and photo-y type stuff, and now they're adding in the ability for you to do the video.
Yeah, and one of the cool things, I think, particularly about this project, is a lot of stuff I show off, or they show off, however you get to see the stuff they show off, isn't really ever intended to. It may not make it to public use.
Sure.
You may never get to play with it.
Yeah.
You know, where this is obviously available, they've just released an update. One of the cool things that the update allows you to do is do sort of like a scene-by-scene motion of, like, say someone's skiing. So rather than just doing the whole panoramic, you could see little Paul, you know, frame by frame, so you can actually see his progression.
Or like how
fall
here, he's fallen here.
Right.
And, okay, he's made
so
about 20 feet, he's fallen again.
So there will be multiple Pauls skiing along this trail. I mean, it's really, really fun stuff, and it's free, and it's available if you guys want to, you know, go down there and play with it. And I think there's also some linking to Photosynth. It stitches your video together, and then it also links to let you create a photosynth of that stitch. So
all sorts of cool stuff. I would love to see this go from just being the Microsoft research thing that we can all play around with because we're all in the tech world to something that eventually that my parents could use.
Well, I think that's where it's going. I mean, I think that's why some aspects of it are available in like Windows Live Gallery or Photo Gallery. Yeah. You know, like this is all you gotta trickle it down.
It's the tech transfer. It's where it starts in research and then it becomes productized. So. If any of you have any cool little panoramas you want to share with us...
Yeah, share us. Share them with us. We'll tell you if they're cute.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Paul, I was recently, just in my free time, reading Beta News. You know,
you have free time? With all the cool stuff coming up?
Not much, but I grabbed a few minutes late last night, and I was just, you know, on Beta News, and I found this article about why doesn't Microsoft have more retail stores, and they really need to have more retail stores.
Why?
You know, these are questions I cannot answer, but I do want to hear, I don't know why our corporate policies and why we don't have more retail stores, but I'd love to hear your thoughts on whether or not you think they're worthwhile.
Yeah, so I don't have a personal strong preference either way, but I can see both sides of the equation.
Disagree. I disagree. Shocking. I disagree. I have a personal preference, and I don't understand how you could not.
Well, so I am not a big physical retail guy. Like, I buy a ton of stuff on Amazon.
But you understand that the world is. The world goes to the mall.
I don't understand that. I haven't seen research on it. I know certain people like going to the mall.
Yeah, and, as soon as we're done.
And I've seen other companies have success having retail outlets. But I can understand from like an executive point of view that we want to make sure that we are as profitable as we can be.
And having
these stores... It can do great things for brands. It can do great things.
It's about making Microsoft being seen as one unified, you know, force. Otherwise, it's like, hey, I want a Zoom. Where do I go to get it? Or, hey, I want to get Windows, but I don't know where to get it, and I got to go to another store to get my Xbox. Here, you can walk in and be like, you know what? I didn't realize all this cool stuff Microsoft had. Wow, Microsoft is cool. Plus, the stores themselves are really fun, really clean, really nice layouts of their design, lots of, like, open space and areas to play with things.
Do they ever do, like, the electric slide just for the heck of it?
I've heard that they do, and I think that is good as well.
Yeah. I do think that had I ever stepped foot into, you know, retail stores, I could, like, compare these things to other retail stores,
But we're talking about changing the perception of, like, America, not just,
the
like,
world.
Weird Paul who shops from his computer at his mom's basement.
We want to change the perception of the world.
That's right, the world. So these stores should be global, you know? I think it does nothing but solidify all of our great products at once, and like, look how cool we are, and a reminder as you're walking down past Aeropostale, and like, before you get to R&B.
Is that how you pronounce that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I always look at that, I'm just like, not going in there.
Past Abercrombie and Fitch, and before you get to Macy's, and oh, there's the Microsoft door, maybe I'll pop in. Maybe my attitude about them will be changed.
I think we should call it out to the Niners and say, like...
Come on, let us know what you think.
Yeah, what do you guys think? Do you think retail stores are the right way to go for Microsoft, or do you think that we should just keep it at the 10 that we have right now?
Can't wait to hear. All right, everybody, that's a wrap for this week. And given Paul's attitude, I don't know if he'll be invited back next week. But for now, we've got a few things that we need to let you know about. First of all, there is a Windows Phone app challenge called... I think it's called
WP7challenge.com.
There it is. And essentially, all you do is create an app and submit it. You can also be a judge and earn a prize that way. But check out the website we linked to.
They
beside
can be
you.
Simon Cowell.
That's correct.
He's not a judge anymore, is he?
I think he'll be a judge on The X Factor.
Okay.
But not on American Idol.
All right.
Anyway,
you
win a free trip, all expense paid trip to the partner conference, which is fun because it's in LA and that's fun.
Oh, it's in LA now?
It's in LA. It's July, I think, 11th to 14th. So you've got, I think, another two months to submit your app. So if you're out there and you're building apps anyway, might as well submit it. Could win a prize. So check out that link. And then in other prize-giving news,
what can we possibly give away?
We are not giving away anything except 90 awards, so if you guys are in Las Vegas on April 13th,
during
Mix as well, we will be hosting the 90 awards with appearances by Scott Guthrie, Joe Belfiore, Scott Hanselman, all your favorite Niners.
Anyone named Scott, apparently.
A lot of Scots, and Paul and I have come
great
with some
Scott.
Surprise guests, VIP access to the nightclub. It's going to be really fun. We'll, of course, link to all the information.
And
Paul will be there, too.
And if you go there,
oh, yeah.
you'll be able to see...
We will be giving away hundreds of these.
Hundreds?
Hundreds. You could get two.
That's like...
That's
all,
a lot.
That's like all the thing, all the 90s, all these little 9 guys that Laura's ever thrown at the camera and never
missed.
Hit. Yeah. Every single one that's missed...
That's
we'll,
right.
We'll be giving away.
You can come and retrieve it. So that's it. I hope to see you on April 13th. And don't forget to let Paul know that he was wrong about the Microsoft story.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
And follow us on Twitter.
Yeah, follow us on Twitter.
At Elfboy.
Look
at all of these that are just going away.
Oh, plugging.
Oh, yeah.